Blog Talk Radio.
I said, remember what King Pharaoh did to children of Israel. Remember what King I'm going to testify.
Psalm 82.
Mizmor Pevet, Mizmor Leasamor.
God standeth in the congregation of the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty.
Elohim Nitzav Ba'adat El.
He judgeth among the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods.
Bekerev Elohim Yishkot. Elohim Elohim Elohim
Elohim Elohim. How long will ye judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Selah. Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. But ye shall die like men, and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for thou shalt inherit all nations. Inherit all nations. Inherit all nations. Inherit all nations. Ethiopians also, ye shall be slain by my sword, my sword, my sword, my sword. Psalm 82.
Mizmor Pevet, מזמור
לאסף,
God standeth in the congregation of the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty.
Elohim nitzav ba'adat el, 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 el.
He judgeth among the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods.
Bekerev Elohim
yishkot, Elohim, 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 Elohim.
How long will ye judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Selah. Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. But ye shall die like men, and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for thou shalt inherit all nations,
inherit all nations, inherit all nations, inherit all nations, inherit all nations, inherit all nations, inherit all nations, inherit all nations, inherit all nations.
Ye Ethiopians also, ye shall be slain by my sword, my sword, my sword, my sword, my sword, my sword.
Kadmavi, 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 Kadmavi,
let my days be longer. For the mass of the weekend is down on me. They have got to do better, always and forever. Oh, mighty Father, hear my plea. Yes, the enemies are coming over the mountain. They all are trying to get the better of me. Well, they can't be winners. They all have got to be losers. Let them all be ashamed and fall off their souls. Yes, whoa, mighty Father.
David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
And David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd. They shall also walk in my judgments and observe my statutes and do them. And they shall dwell in the land that I have given unto Jacob, my servant, wherein your fathers have dwelt. And they shall dwell therein, even they and their children, and their children's children, forever. And my servant David shall be their prince forever. Moreover, I will make a covenant of peace with them. It shall be an everlasting covenant with them, and I will place them and multiply them, and will set my sanctuary in the midst of them forevermore. My tabernacle also shall be with them. Yea, I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And the heathen shall know that I, the Lord, do sanctify Israel, when my sanctuary shall be in the midst of them forevermore. Evermore. Evermore.
Sabbatical study, this Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong. Shalom. Shalom. Chabarim. Shalom. Shabbat shalom. Send that salam. The aliyah for this, the going up, the reed, the offering, the Hebraic anaphora, the aliyah for this 25th
Zakaf Hay, the 25th sabbatical study, and for this Shabbat Strong and I cycle of Torah portion reading and feedings. In the cycle of Torah portion reading and feeding sabbatical studies, so this Rastafari Sabbath Strong, we have Sal, 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 sometimes enunciated by other Yehudi as Sav, but more correctly as Sal, Sal, Sade, Wow, Sal. So here we're riding up with this Torah portion reading and feeding. Beshem Ha'ab Wehabein Weruach Ha Kadosh Yahuwah Echad. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, he who be, who he be, the one. Here touching on the Hebrew first words here, reading Leviticus, Leviticus chapter 6. We're picking up with verse 8 to Leviticus chapter 8, verse 36. Why daberi Yahuwa il Moshe lemor, Sal et aherona wa et abenayo lemor, Zota torata haola hi haola ala mokda ala ha mizbeyach kola ha laila ad ha boker wa eisha ha mizbeyach tukad bawa bawa bawa. Here picking up the third book of Moshe, Hebrew book, called Leviticus, the law of the offerings, the ola, ha-ola, the burnt offerings, verse 8. And the Yahweh, he who be, who he be, exiav, he had the sustainer of the good, the excellent, spake to Moshe, saying, why daberi Yahowa il Moshe lemor, command, sao, sao, is a zacho. Sal, command Aaron and his sons, saying, Sal, eta aherona we eta banayo lemor. This is the law of the burnt offering. This is the law of the burnt offering. Zot, torata ha ola. It is the burnt offering. He ha ola, 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 because of the burning upon the altar all night to the morning. Allah mokada Allah ha mizbeyach kol ha laila ad ha boker. And the fire with aish, and the fire of the altar shall be burning in it with aish ha mizbeyach tukad boa. And HaKohen, and the priest shall put on his linen garment, and his linen breeches shall he put upon his flesh, and take up the ashes which the fire hath consumed with the burnt offering on the altar, and he shall put them beside the altar, the altar, the altar. And he shall put off his garments, and put on other garments, and carry forth the ashes without the camp to a clean place. And the fire upon the altar shall be burning in it. It shall not be put out. And HaKohen and the Kohen and the priest shall burn wood on it every morning, and lay the burnt offering in order upon it. And he shall burn thereon the fat of the shalamim, of the peace offerings, the dechineta mesuait. The fire shall ever be burning upon the altar. It shall never go out. The law of the offerings. Second item, the meat, or more correctly, the meal. The meal offerings. The meat, more correctly, the meal offering. Mincha, mincha. The mincha, the mincha, mincha offering. Verse 14. And this is the law of the mincha, the mincha, the meal, the meat offerings, the meal offerings, the grain offerings. The sons of Aharon shall offer it lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah, lifnei HaMizbeach, before the altar. And he shall take and he shall take of it his handful of the flour of the meal offering, and of the oil thereof, and all the frankincense which is upon the meal offering, and shall burn it upon the altar for a sweet savor, even the azkara, the memorial of it, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah, and the remainder thereof shall Aharon ubenayo, Aaron and his sons, eat. With unleavened bread shall it be eaten in the holy place. In the court of the tabernacle of the congregation they shall eat it. It shall not be baken with leaven. I have given it to them for the portion of my offerings made by fire. It is most holy, most set apart, as is the chatat, the sin offering, and as the trespass offering. All the males among the children of Aharon shall eat of it. It shall be a statute forever in your generations concerning the offerings of Jehovah made by fire. Everyone that toucheth them shall be holy, Isla, set apart. The priest HaKohanim, Kahinat, Kahinatu, meal offering, Ehil Korban Mincha, verse 19. And Yahuwah, Jehovah, spake to Moses, Leimor, saying, this is the offering of Aharon and of Benayo, his sons, which they shall offer La Yahuwah to Jehovah in the day when he is anointed, when he is Messiah. The tenth part of an ephah of fine flour for a meal offering, mincha, offering perpetual. Half of it in the morning, the boker, and half thereof at the night, laila. In a pan it shall be made with oil, shemen. When it is bacon, thou shalt bring it in, and the bacon pieces of the meal offering shalt thou offer for a sweet savor, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah. And HaKohen, the priest, the Kohen, of his sons that is anointed, is Messiah, in his stead shall offer it. It is a statute forever, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah. It shall be wholly burnt, completely burnt. For every mincha, meal offering, ehil korban, grain offering, for HaKohen, the priest, shall be wholly, completely burnt. It shall not be eaten. The law of the offerings. The law of the offerings, third item, the chatat, the sin offering, verse 24. And Yahuwah spake to Moses, saying, speak to Aharon ubenayo and his sons Leimor, saying, this is the Torah, this is the law, direction, instruction of the chatat, the sin offering. In the place where the burnt offering is killed, shall the chatat, the sin offering, be killed, lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah. It is most holy, most isla, most set apart. HaKohen, the priest that offereth it for chatat shall eat it. In the place shall it be eaten, in the court of the tabernacle of the congregation, the aggregation. Whatsoever shall touch the flesh thereof shall be wholly set apart. And when there is sprinkled of the blood hadam thereof upon any garment, thou shalt wash that whereon it was sprinkled in the holy, the isla, the set-apart place. But the earthen vessel wherein it is sodden shall be broken. And if it be sodden in a brazen pot, it shall be both scoured and rinsed in water. All the males among HaKohanim, the priests, shall eat thereof. It is most holy, most set apart. And no chatat, no sin offering, whereof any of the blood, hadam, is brought into the tabernacle, the congregation, the tent of meeting, to reconcile with all. In the holy, the isle of the set apart place, shall be eaten. It shall be burnt in the fire. Third book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Leviticus chapter 7, the law of the offerings, the fourth item, the trespass offering. Likewise, this is the law of the trespass offering. It is most holy, most set apart. Wizota Torah Asham Kodesha Kadashim Hu. In the place where they kill the burnt offering, shall they kill the trespass, the Asham offering. And Hadam, the blood thereof, shall he sprinkle round about upon Hamizbeyach. The altar. And he shall offer of it all the fat chalev thereof, the rump and the fat chalev that covereth the inwards, and the two kidneys, and the fat that is on them, which is by the flanks, and the caul that is above the liver with the kidneys. It shall he take away. And ha kohen, the kahin, the priest, shall burn them upon ha mizbeach, the altar, for an offering made by fire, to Jehovah. It is a trespass offering. It is the Asham Hu. It is a guilt offering. Every male among Ha Kohanim, the Kahinat, the priest, shall eat thereof. It shall be eaten in the holy, the set apart place. It is most holy. It is most set apart. It shall be eaten be makom kadosh ya kela. Kodesh Kadashim Hu. As the sin offering, Chatat, is, so is the trespass, the guilt offering. There is one law for them, Ha Kohen, the priest, the Kahin, that maketh atonement therewith shall have it. And Ha Kohen, the Kahin, the priest, that offereth any man's burnt offering, even Ha Kohen, the Kahin, shall have to himself the skin of the burnt offering, which he hath offered. And all the mincha, the meal offering that is baking in the oven, and all that is dressed in the frying pan and in the pan, shall be Ha Kohen's, the Kohen, the priest, that offereth it. And every mincha, meal offering, mingled with shemen, oil, and dry, shall all the sons of Aharon, Aaron, have. One as much as an other, and 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 Shalishi, the third Aliyah, for this 25th weekly Torah portion reading and feeding. Chao is a Zacho, Senbet is a Zacho, Shabbat Chao, the third Aliyah, here at verse 11. Third book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Leviticus 7, 11, for the third Aliyah, the Shalishi. Wuzota Torata Zabacha Hashilami Asha Yakrib La Yahuwah. And this is the law, Torah, of the sacrifice of Hashilami, peace offerings, which he shall offer Yaqarib la Yahuwah, which he shall offer to Jehovah. If he offer it for a thanksgiving, then he shall offer with the sacrifice of thanksgiving 11 cakes mingled with oil with shemen, and 11 wafers anointed with shemen, with oil, and cakes mingled with shemen, with oil, of fine flour fried. Besides the cakes, he shall offer for his offering leavened bread with the sacrifice of thanksgiving, todah, hatodah, of his shalamim, his peace offerings, and of it he shall offer one out of the whole oblation for an heave offering, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah, and it shall be ha-kohen, the kahin, the priest, that sprinkleth hadam, the blood of ha-shalamim, of the peace offerings. And the flesh of the sacrifice of his peace offerings for thanksgiving shall be eaten the same day that it is offered. He shall not leave any of it until the boker, haboker, until the morning. But if the sacrifice of his offering be a vow or a voluntary offering, it shall be eaten the same day that he offers his sacrifice, and on the morrow also the remainder of it shall be eaten. But the remainder of the flesh of the sacrifice on the third day shall be burnt with fire. And if any of the flesh of the sacrifice of his peace offerings be eaten at all on the third day, it shall not be accepted, neither shall it be imputed to him that offereth it. It shall be an abomination, and the soul, the nephesh, that eateth of it shall bear his iniquity, and the flesh that toucheth any unclean thing shall not be eaten. It shall be burnt with fire. And as for the flesh, all that be clean shall eat thereof. But the nephesh, the nes, the soul, the psyche, that eateth of the flesh of the sacrifice of shalamim, peace offerings, that pertaineth la Yahuwah, to Jehovah, having his uncleanness upon him, even that nephesh, that nes, that psyche, that soul, shall be cut off from Amor, his people. Moreover, the nephesh, the soul, the suke, the psyche, that shall touch any unclean thing, as the uncleanness of man or any unclean beast or any abominable unclean thing, and eat of the flesh of the sacrifice of hashlamim, the peace offerings, which pertaineth la Yahuwah, to Jehovah, even that nephesh, that nes, that psyche, shall be cut off from Amo, his people. And Yahuwah, Jehovah, spake to Moshe, Lamor, saying, speak to the Bnei Israel, the sons of Israel, the children of Israel, Lamor, saying, ye, y'all, shall eat no manner of fat, of ox, or of sheep, or of goat, and the fat of the beast that dieth of itself, and the fat of that which is torn with beasts, may be used in any other use. But ye, y'all, shall in no wise eat of it. For whosoever eateth the chalev, the fat of the beast, of which men offer an offering made by fire, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah, even the nephesh, the soul, the psyche, that eateth it, shall be cut off from among his people. Moreover, ye all shall eat no manner of blood, whether it be of fowl or of beast, in any of your dwellings. whatsoever soul, nephesh, suge, psyche it be, that eateth any manner of blood, even that nephesh, that nephesh, that soul, that psyche shall be cut off from among his people. And Yahuwah spake to Moshe Lamor, saying, speak to the B'nai Yisrael, to the sons, the children of Israel, Lamor, saying, he that offereth the sacrifice of his shlamim, peace offerings, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah, shall bring his oblation, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah, of the sacrifice of his shlamim, peace offerings. His own hands shall bring the offerings, la Yahuwah, of Jehovah, made by fire, the fat with the breast. It shall he bring, that the breast may be waved for, a wave offering, lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah. And HaKohen, the Kohen, the priest, shall burn the chalev, the fat, upon HaMizbeach, the altar. But the breast shall be Aharon's, Aaron's, and Benaiah, and his sons. And the right shoulder shall ye all give to HaKohen, to the Kohen, the priest, for an heave offering of the sacrifices of your shlamim, peace offerings. He among the sons of Aharon that offereth Hadam, the blood of the Shlamim, peace offerings, and the Chalev, the fat, shall have the right shoulder for his part. For the wave breast and the heave shoulder have I taken of the B'nai Yisrael, the sons of Israel, from off the sacrifices of their Shlamim, and have given them to Aharon, Aaron, HaKohen, the priest, the Kohen, and to Benaiah, his sons, by a statute, forever from among the B'nai Yisrael, the sons, the children of Yisrael. This is the portion of the anointing, the messiahing of Aharon, Aaron, and of the anointing, the messiahing of Benaiah, his sons, out of the offerings of the Yahweh made by fire, in the day when he presented them to minister to the Yahweh in the priest, the Kohen's office, which the Yahweh commanded to be given them of the B'nai Yisrael, of the sons, the children of Israel, in the day that he anointed Messiah them by a statute forever throughout their generations. This is the law, the Torah, the directions, the instructions of the burnt offering, of the meal offering, and of the sin offering, and of the trespass guilt offering, and of the consecrations, and of the sacrifice of the peace offerings, which the Yahweh commanded Moshe, Moses, Musa, in Har Sinai, Mount Sinai, in the day that he commanded the B'nai Yisrael, the sons of Israel, to offer their oblations, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah, in the Midbar of Sinai, in the wilderness of Sinai. Third book of Moshe, Moses, Hebrew book called and known as Leviticus. Leviticus chapter 8. And here we're at the Rabbi, the fourth Aliyah for this 25th sabbatical study for this Shabbat. Picking up here with Leviticus chapter 8. Vayadaberi Yahuwah illa Moshe Lamor. Consecration of Ha Kohanim, the Kahinat, the priest. And Yahweh spake to Moshe, Moses, saying, take Aharon Ubanayu, take Aaron and his sons with him, and the garments, and the anointing Messiahing oil, shemen, and a bullock for a chatat, a sin offering, and two rams, and a basket of unleavened bread. And gather thou all the congregation, the aggregation together to gather to the petach, the door of the Ohel HaMoed, the tent of meeting, the tabernacle of the congregation. And Moshe did as the Yahweh commanded him. And the assembly was gathered together to gather to the petach, the door of the Ohel HaMoed, of the tabernacle, the tent of the congregation, the tent of meeting. And Moshe said to the congregation, this is the thing which the Yahweh commanded to be done. Consecration, first item, cleansing, verse 6. And Moses brought Aharon Ubanayo, Aaron and his sons, and washed them with water. Consecration, second item, Kohen Gadol, Kahinat, the high priest, clothes, verse 7. And he put upon him the coat and girded him with the girdle and clothed him with the robe and put the ephod upon him and girded him with the curious girdle of the ephod and bound it to him therewith. And he put the breastplate HaHoshen upon him. Also he put in HaHoshen the breastplate, the Urim and the Thummim. And he put the mitre, the turban, upon his ras, a rosho, his head. Also upon the mitre, the turban, even upon his forefront, did he put the golden plate, the holy crown, as the Yahweh, he who be, we be, divine master, commanded Moshe, Musa, Moses. Consecration, third item. Kohen Gadol, the Kahinat, the high priest, anointing his Messiahing, verse 10. And Moses, took the anointing oil, the Messiahing Shemen, and anointed the tabernacle and all that was therein, and sanctified them. And he sprinkled thereof upon HaMizbeach, upon the altar, seven times, and anointed HaMizbeach, the altar, and all his vessels, both the laver and his foot, to sanctify, set them apart. And he poured of the anointing oil, the Messiah Shemen, upon Aharon's Rosh, Aaron's Ras, his head, and anointed Messiah him to sanctify him, to set him apart. Consecration, fourth item, Ha Kohanim, the Kahinat, the priest's clothes, verse 13. And Moses brought Aaron's sons, and put coats upon them, and girded them with girdles, and put bonnets upon them, as the Yahweh commanded Moshe.
sabbatical study, this Ainai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
See what I want, you know, what's the order here, you know what I mean, who's in charge, as it were. So we have Aaron and his sons, all right, it's Aaron and his sons who are in charge because they are the officiating priests, and it's not being addressed, right, to those who brought the sacrifice. That was already addressed, like in chapter 1, verse 2, and chapter 4, verse 2, right? So that's the first part right there. So we have the first part of this, first words, Sal, et, Aharon, ve et, Banayu, Lemur. This is the law of the burnt offering. Speak to Slika, saying, command Aaron and his sons, saying, this is the law of the burnt offering. Zot Torat, Ha-Olahi, Ha-Olahi. All right, so the he, there, this, she, this, she. This, she is the law, right? Like when we say, Bein ha Elohim hu, right? He is, right, the son, right, of the power, the living power. So this is the law of the burnt offering. One law governs all animals that may be offered. One law. It governs all animals that may be offered. Now, when we understand and get an understanding of this in the groundation here, then we can see the application in the new covenant, how the Moshiach fulfilled all of that, one. So we see the oneness right there. But now, underneath that oneness is like a cascade. You know, like when you go to, you know, like on the computer, and you go to the drop-down menu. So these come under. There's that which comes under, you know, that categorization, right, come under that particular name, it comes under that category, but there's one law that covers all of these items, right, you know, one ordinance, one law that covers all of these items right here. Let's just go on just a little bit more right here. So we have, this is the law of the burnt offering. One law governs all animals that may be offered, right, including a few that have since become disqualified, vis-a-vis, that once they have placed on the altar, they are not to be taken down. In other words, once something has been offered, it's like, you know, people just say the Indian giver. I never really liked that so much, but, you know, the idea of that there was like somebody gives something, and then because of mixed up mood and attitudes or whatnot like that, they want to take it back. They give it to Aaron and his son, the official priest, and then, you know, because somebody gives them a reproof or rebuke, they get mixed up moods and attitudes, so they want to do it in the about face. That not go. You understand? There's like a judgment. You know, there's a judgment for that. So, anyway, it's going forward. All the sacrifices mentioned in the preceding chapters, so everything that we covered basically from the first Torah portion in this book of Leviticus, of Vayikra, right? All the sacrifices mentioned in the preceding chapters are now repeated with their detailed regulations, right? With their details. So understand now the regulations vis-a-vis the law. Right, so there's the law, and then there's the particulars. Right, what are the particulars? Getting into the particulars, or as ones would say, attention. Right, what's the price of the truth? To pay attention, attention to the details. Right, let's look at the attention given to the details. So the burnt offering, right? The burnt offering or the ola, right? That's Allah, right? Because Allah is actually a curse, if you think about it. Allah is a curse, but the Ola, right? The Ola, so-called, because all of it was consumed. All of it was burnt, right? All of it was consumed where? All of it was consumed.
It was consumed.
And
consumed.
And was consumed. The altar, the Mizbeach. Mizbeach. In the Hebrew, the Mizbeach. On the Mizbeach. Bamarin and Masawiya, but we're going to focus on the Hebrew right now to get that groundation. Though it could be burned even at night, yet it had to be brought only by day. See, even though it could be burned by night, it had to be brought by day. So just make a note of some of these nuances, as it were, because it's very important to get a good context, you know, a good context. Otherwise, it's like nonsense, it's out of context. Now, the Torah states, Jalal states, that on the day that he offered his sacrifice, in chapter 7, verse 16, on the day that he offered his sacrifice, right, on the day. Another important point is that when, say, somebody had a trespass, they trespassed against somebody else, it was not just good enough, so to speak, for them to, you know, say, okay, I'm sorry, I'm going to present to Jah the proper offering. I'm going to deal with Jah the proper offering and everything. But they also had to make restitution, right, to the one that they had trespassed against, right, at that very same time. So it was almost like at the time of them making that offering to clear their guiltiness or their guilty conscience, as it were, they also had to make restitution. So, you know, it's that whole idea of peace with God and man, that idea of peace with the power, with Hashem, with Elohim, Baruch Baruch Hashem, and also peace with man, right? That's what shalom, when we talk about, well, what does shalom really mean? Right, it's in that connection right there that we need to look at, well, what does shalom really mean? You know, how does shalom really apply, and what does shalom really mean? It's about making peace, right? It's about making peace. What does making peace really mean? It's not just making peace with God. Yes, that's the first, right? But then also making peace with your fellow man, or as we would say, with your brother man, right? So there's that restitution that would also happen on the day, right? So the context of on the day, right? On the day, right? And what's interesting is that in Babylon, in the world, right, there are these programs that we might be, you know, using, right, or part of within the, you know, system, whether it's these so-called welfare programs or other kind of grants or loans or, you know, different things that we have to do or for certain other kind of situations that we might find ourselves in, or we have brought ourselves or we brought others into it, not to get into those details, but they also have their various rules, regulations, statutes, and other kind of things, and you can't just bogart and say, well, I'm going to do it. Once you do that, it's already off for you. You already know it's off for you because, you know what I mean, they are not obligated, and even then you know and your friends know, like, you was wrong. You know, you could say, well, F them. They don't know me, so right, you, they don't know you. And because they don't know you, well, whether they know you or don't know you, there are rules and regulations. You see what I'm saying? So on the day, then it speaks about it is that which goeth up. Now, it's interesting, the whole idea of Olah, the Allah, the Olah, you know, like the Olah, the burnt offering and the smoke as it goes up. You know, Aliyah, the Aliyah, right, the Ma'alot. We say the songs of degrees, Ma'alot, right, the Shir Ha-Ma'alot, the songs of degrees, the songs of ascents. Some might articulate it as the songs of ascents. You know, ascending, something ascending. Or we might say it as degrees, right? From that idea of going up. So there are degrees, right? It's like if you have children, they were a babe, you know, or, you know, now they are a little bit older and they're going up. They're getting taller. They're going up. Or in school, you're going up in different grades. You was in this grade, but now you're in that grade, right? So it speaks of progression. Right, ascension, progression, but then it gives us a foreshadowing, an overshadowing of even the reason for the season. Speaking about Tinsayit, speaking about the resurrection, falsely called Easter. Right, the resurrection, falsely called Easter. It is that which goeth up. To exclude animals with which a sexual sin has been committed, the note says, Fayabun. Five under one as well. These must be removed even when on the altar.
So if it's found out, this is a very important nuance, especially for the church, right, in the wilderness, on that, and Church of Sinai, the Church of Firstborn, that if that which goes up, for example, the offering, right, there is something untoward to it. And the example given here is to exclude, right, not to include, but to exclude, right, animals with which a sexual chatiyat, a sexual sin, with which a sexual sin has been committed. These type of animals, or this violation, must be removed even when on the altar. The last word right here, just looking through this, and we're looking at the Torah here, and we know that in the Bible, at least the biblical version, well, we should say the King James Version, reads a little bit differently. Get the Scofield Study Bible right here and go to Leviticus 6. Leviticus 6 and 1 right here in 6 and 1. Well, actually, in your Bibles, it would actually be 6 and 8 and 9. There's a little difference in the numbering from the Masorah or the Masoretic text, right? There's a little difference in the numbering in the Masoretic text from the Torah. And here is a little, you know, here's one example. So I think I was saying 6 and 1, I was looking at the Hebrew, right? And so you might have saw that there's a little difference there. So scroll down in the King James Bible to verse 8 and 9, where it says the law of the offerings 1. It says the burnt offering, right? And the Yahweh, Jehovah, spake to Moses, saying, command Aaron and his sons, saying, this is the law of the burnt offering. It is the burnt offering because of the burning upon the altar all night to the morning. And the fire of the altar shall be burning in it. Now here we get that principle that we follow through with, and it's followed through with in spirit and in truth in the new covenant of the King of Kings Christ, even as that principle, right, that we would say of Ayabingi. Right, we saw the fire burning like we have X amount of nights of Isis. Some of the eyes them know, right? Who have really tried it? I'll say full and more authentic Ayabingi. You're more mature. Let's put it like that. More mature. Because some might not know, and just come together, you know, play the drums, chant, and you know, share, you know, the word and Aishans, you know, so it's still in spirit, but it might not be line on line and precept on precept yet. But this basic precept right here is what is followed through even in Ayabingi. We talk about the night of the lights of Isis and the fire burning through the night. I keep the fire burning. This is the spirit, right, of what is being fulfilled here in Leviticus 6, 8, and 9, where it says, this is the law of the burnt offering. Zot Torat Ha'olah Ki. Right? This is the law of the burnt offering. It is the burnt offering, the olah, because of the burning upon the altar, Mizbeach, all night. Right? All night. Right? Kol Ha'leila. Kol. Right? Kol. Or some say Kal Ha'leila, but Kol. Kul. Kul Ha'leila. Right? Kol Ha'leila. All night. To the morning, right? Kol halela ad habokar ha bokar bokar. I would say bokar tov, bokar tov. Good morning, right? Until the morning, and the fire, the ash, right, of the altar shall be burning, right? Shall be burning in it, right? Or another way of translating that, kept burning. It shall be kept burning, right? Or tukadbo, right? Kept burning by night and as by day. The officiating priest, namely Aharon and Benaiah, his sons, the officiating priest had to see that there was always sufficient wood, right? Wood Humanity is saved by the wood of the Black Messiah's cross, the wood the officiating priest had to see to it that there was always sufficient wood on the altar, on the Mizbeach, right, to keep the fire burning perpetually. Right, and I remember even Ayavingi too, sometimes the cycle. I remember something we went through even in Prospect Park and in other places, in other woods, we went through the woods looking for wood. We gathered the brothers to gather the wood, you know, and also what kind of wood you had to gather. You see, you know how to gather which wood. You gather the wrong kind of wood that, you know, wouldn't burn right. You know, some things were discarded by men of mine who understood, okay, no, this wood, not that wood. And even here in the Torah, we have those details. Alright, so it had to be kept burning. The fire had to be kept to keep the fire burning perpetually. Alright, hata, more fire. That's what that is, more fire. That's that idea, more fire. It's a fire command, more fire. Alright, that's fire command. And also in the military, there's a fire command. For example, there's a fire command for us when we're working together, so we are not all distracted, a little bit over here, doing this, a little bit over here, doing that, a little bit over there. But we can focus. Right, you know, focus that fire array, you know, the fire where it needs to be burnt, you know, where commanded, do as commanded, right, e-militaru, right, in the Igbo, right, do as commanded, sound like military, do as command, not to do so, meaning transgressing a negative command of Torah. Not to do this would be to transgress, right, a negative command of the Torah. So we have the positive command and the negative command, and hopefully we have a little more time and opportunity to discuss the positive commands, which namely, mainly are enjoined upon the sons, right? Or we can say in a more general sense, the zakar, and the negative command, which are more addressed and enjoined upon the daughters, right? Namely, you know what I mean? Or the Nekeba, right? The male Zakar, where and Nekeba, or Nekeba, right? The females, right? Those are the technical terms for male and female Zakar. So when we say Zakar, Zakariah, and Zakar also means to remember, you get the idea. Now Nekeba, right? Nekeba actually means to bore a hole, or if you look at it. But we'll address that, right? But so here is this first and second verses for this 25th Torah portion, just giving an overview. Now, once you have that foundation there, we can then follow it through as we go through the parsha, right? But that is kind of the key anchoring, the key word, the law of the offerings, beginning off with the burnt, right, the burnt offerings, right, and the fire key. In fact, I would say this is actually the Hebrew fire key. Hopefully can bring some more through, John Willing, you know, within the vlogs as well. I'd like to get up in this a little bit more, but just take a moment to meditate on this right here. As you said, the fire key regarding the burnt offerings and regarding the altar and the officiating priests, the official priests, right, the ones who are operating within the assembly, right, according to, right, Jah law, right, so that's not only like they know Jah law, but their acts, right, that, like we said, the acts of the apostles, the acts are according to Jah law. As you said, the command was to the officiating priest, Aharon, and his sons, right? And it's not specifically addressed to those who brought sacrifices. That already has been addressed previous to. So first it was addressed to the general people, children of Israel, and now to those who will be officiating, right? Those who will be officiating the service, namely the priest. So there's a pattern, a beautiful pattern for us in the church, right? Seeing that Moshiach is our high priest, right? He is like the fullness, right, of what Aaron, right, of what Aaron was a type, right? He is the fullness of it. And then his sons, right, is like I and I, right, the priest. So Hebrews is very much a good point of reference in the Brit Chadasha to refer to. Aol, Amen. Take a little Selah moment, meditate on this, take notes, my brothers and sisters, and hopefully get to hear even the rebroadcast of this. Try to hear it again and go through it in the scripture, namely KJV, Leviticus chapter 6, verses 8 and 9. Leviticus chapter 6, verses 8 and 9. In the Tehillim, in the Chumash, the Hebrew, it is actually chapter 6, verses 1 and 2. But if you don't have the Chumash, right, then just check it out in the KJV, and preferably for the disciples, the first Scofield Study Bible. Amen. Shalom, Chavarim. Shalom, Chavarim. Shalom, Chavarim. Shalom, Chavarim. Shalom, Chavarim. Shalom, Chavarim. Shalom, Chavarim.
Yes, my brothers and sisters, here on the T to T Testify Tuesday, I'm Ryan Sayadonis Yadin here. My previous podcast got blocked. We had a dub, I.K. Becca, God bless the soul, rest in peace, rise in glory. We had a tune up there for the Psalm 65, Earth is the Lord. So a little dispute on that right there. This was using the dub of it, but might have to chop it out to let the audible for Monday's podcast, still be. It was our remixing with the Scorby reading and the Hebrew, even them Amharic on top of the dub right there. So that's one reason why that one has been blocked and everything. Algorithms. This is why we say Torah, right? Because we don't have nothing to verse, to protect our rights as well. So we always kind of like, people are arguing, oh, the Torah such and such, but it's principle of law. Why do you think that certain so-called peoples, it is said, are better at it? Get it at the groundation right here. So here, today's daily psalm is Psalm 119, which is an excellent psalm, every 8 verses for studying and learning the Hebrew Aleph Beit, the alphabet. It's a rather long psalm, so we broke it down in 2 parts, verse 1 to verse 80 and 81, I think, what was it? 170, something like that. Yes, rather long psalm right here. So today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, after the order of Melchizedek, is Psalm 119. It's based on the Torah.
and it's also based on the alphabetical acrostic. So it can be utilized to study and understand the basic precepts, as well as to learn the Hebrew Aleph Bet. So let's
Shalom. Here we have today's daily psalm. We have psalm 9 according to the royal order of Ethiopian Hebrews.
Let's go over the alphabet. Aleph Bet in today's daily psalm.
Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Dalet, Hey, Vav, Zayin, Chet, Tet, Yod, Kaf, Lamed, Mem, Nun, Samich, Ein, Pei, Tadik, Kuf, Resh, Shin, Tav, Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Dalet, Hey, Vav, Zayin, Chet, Tet, Yod, Kaf, Lamed, Mem, Nun, Samech, Ein, Hey, Tadik, Kuf, Resh, Shin, Tav, Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Dalet, Hey, Vav, Zayin, Chet, Tet, Yod, Kaf, Lamed, Mem, Nun, Samech, Ein, Pei, Tadik, Kuf, Resh, Shin, Tav, Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Dalet, Hey, Vav, Zayin, Chet, Tet, Yod, Kaf, Lamed, Mem, Nun, Samech, Ein, Pei, Tadik, Kuf, Resh, Shin, Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Dalet, Hey, Vav, Zayin, Lamed. Mem. Nun. Samech. Ein. Hey. Tadik. Kuf. Resh. Shin. Tav.
Torah, way of life. Psalm 119, that right there. Ross Michael, Sons of Niggas, Dove right there. And the 22 letters of the Hebrew alphabet. Here we have 22 letters of the Hebrew alphabet, right, times 8. So about 176, 176 verses, every 8 verses, a separate letter, you could say character of the Hebrew alphabet. And then in the Hebrew, it is like, so with Aleph, every word in that section, the 8 verses begin with Aleph. And Beit, every verse in those 8 verses begin with Beit, the word of the ba, the be sound. And Gimel, Dalet, and so forth and so on, the whole Abu Gida. Here, just an overview before getting into the full of it. Hebrew, Aleph.
Psalm 119. Aleph. Blessed are the undefiled in the way, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies, and that seek him with the whole heart. They also do no iniquity, they walk in his ways. Thou hast commanded us to keep thy precepts diligently. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes! Then shall I not be ashamed when I have respect unto all thy commandments. I will praise thee with uprightness of heart when I shall have learned thy righteous judgments. I will keep thy statutes. Oh, forsake me not utterly. Bet. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. With my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in mine heart that I might not sin against thee. Blessed art thou, O Lord. Teach me thy statutes. With my lips have I declared all the judgments of thy mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies as much as in all riches. I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. Gimel. Deal bountifully with thy servant, that I may live and keep thy word. Open thou mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. I am a stranger in the earth. Hide not thy commandments from me. My soul breaketh for the longing that it hath unto thy judgments at all times. Thou hast rebuked the proud that are cursed, which do err from thy commandments. Remove from me reproach and contempt, for I have kept thy testimonies. Princes also did sit and speak against me, but thy servant did meditate in thy statutes. Thy testimonies also are my delight and my counselors. Dalit. My soul cleaveth unto the dust. Quicken thou me according to thy word. I have declared my ways, and thou heardest me. Teach me thy statutes. Make me to understand the way of thy precepts. So shall I talk of thy wondrous works. My soul melteth for heaviness. Strengthen thou me according unto thy word. Remove from me the way of lying, and grant me thy law graciously. I have chosen the way of truth. Thy judgments have I laid before me. I have stuck unto thy testimonies. O Lord, put me not to shame. I will run the way of thy commandments when thou shalt enlarge my heart.
Hey.
Teach me, O Lord, the way of thy statutes, and I shall keep it unto the end. Give me understanding, and I shall keep thy law. Yea, I shall observe it with my whole heart. Make me to go in the path of thy commandments, for therein do I delight. Incline my heart unto thy testimonies, and not to covetousness. Turn away mine eyes from beholding vanity, and quicken thou me in thy way. Establish thy word unto thy servant, who is devoted to thy fear. Turn away my reproach, which I fear, for thy judgments are good. Behold, I have longed after thy precepts. Quicken me in thy righteousness. Vav. Let thy mercies come also unto me, O Lord, even thy salvation according to thy word. So shall I have wherewith to answer him that reproacheth me, for I trust in thy word. And take not the word of truth utterly out of my mouth, for I have hoped in thy judgments. So shall I keep thy law continually forever and ever, and I will walk at liberty, for I seek thy precepts. I will speak of thy testimonies also before kings, and will not be ashamed. And I will delight myself in thy commandments, which I have loved. My hands also will I lift up unto thy commandments, which I have loved, and I will meditate in thy statutes. Zion. Remember the word unto thy servant, upon which thou hast caused me to hope. This is my comfort in my affliction, for thy word hath quickened me. The proud have had me greatly in derision, yet have I not declined from my law. I remember thy judgments of old, O Lord, and have comforted myself. Horror hath taken hold upon me because of the wicked that forsake thy law. Thy statutes have been my songs in the house of my pilgrimage. I have remembered thy name, O Lord, in the night, and have kept thy law. This I had because I kept thy precepts. Chet. Thou art my portion, O Lord. I have said that I would keep thy words. I entreated thy favor with my whole heart. Be merciful unto me according to thy word. I thought on my ways, and turned my feet unto thy testimonies. I made haste, and delayed not to keep thy commandments. The bands of the wicked have robbed me, but I have not forgotten thy law. At midnight I will rise to give thanks unto thee, because of thy righteous judgments. I am a companion of all them that fear thee, and of them that keep thy precepts. The earth, O Lord, is full of thy mercy. Teach me thy statutes. Tet. Thou hast dealt well with thy servant, O Lord, according unto thy word. Teach me good judgment and knowledge, for I have believed thy commandments. Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now have I kept thy word. Thou art good and doest good. Teach me thy statutes. The proud have forged a lie against me, but I will keep thy precepts with my whole heart. Their heart is as fat as grease, but I delight in thy law. It is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes. The law of thy mouth is better unto me than thousands of gold and silver. Yod. Thy hands have made me and fashioned me. Give me understanding, that I may learn thy commandments. They that fear thee will be glad when they see me, because I have hoped in thy word. I know, O Lord, that thy judgments are right, and that thou in faithfulness hast afflicted me. Let, I pray thee, thy merciful kindness be for my comfort, according to thy word unto thy servant. Let thy tender mercies come unto me, that I may live. For thy law is my delight. Let the proud be ashamed, for they dealt perversely with me without a cause. But I will meditate in thy precepts. Let those that fear thee turn unto me, and those that have known thy testimonies. Let my heart be sound in thy statutes, that I be not ashamed. Aleph. Bet. Gimel. Dalet. Hey. Vav. Zion. Chet. Tet. Yod. Kaf. Lamed. Mem. Nun. Samech. Ein. Pei. Tzadik. Kuf.
Shin. Tav.
So today's daily psalm, Psalm 119, that theme, Torah, the way of life. And it's a Hebrew acrostic, an alphabetic, woven into the Hebrew of the Psalms. And even in the translation, you can see the 22. Every 8 verses, you see a different Hebrew letter from Aleph, Beit, Gimel. We call it the Abugida. That's a secondary order Ethiopically of going through the Fidel, which basically matches the ancient Hebrew order known as Abugida. But here we have the Aleph, Beit, Gimel. And we first played the first part of today's daily psalm. So we have 22 letters, every 8 verses, a separate letter. So we have 176 verses right here. So we left off with the Yod, the 10th letter, and here we pick up with the rest of today's daily psalm from verse 81 with the Kaf. And once again, the basic enunciation. Yes.
Bring forth the Bible. Cuff. My soul fainteth for thy salvation, but I hope in thy word. Mine eyes fail for thy word, saying, When wilt thou comfort me? For I am become like a bottle in the smoke. Yet do I not forget thy statutes. How many are the days of thy servant? When wilt thou execute judgment on them that persecute me? The proud have digged pits for me, which are not after thy law. All thy commandments are faithful. They persecute me wrongfully. Help thou me. They had almost consumed me upon earth, but I forsook not thy precepts. Quicken me after thy loving kindness, so shall I keep the testimony of thy mouth. Lamed. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Thy faithfulness is unto all generations. Thou hast established the earth, and it abideth. They continue this day according to thine ordinances, for all are thy servants. Unless thy law had been my delights, I should then have perished in mine affliction. I will never forget thy precepts, for with them thou hast quickened me. I am thine. Save me, for I have sought thy precepts. The wicked have waited for me to destroy me, but I will consider thy testimonies. I have seen an end of all perfection, but thy commandment is exceeding broad. Mem. Oh, how love I thy law! It is my meditation all the day. Thou, through thy commandments, hast made me wiser than mine enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the ancients, because I keep thy precepts. I have refrained my feet from every evil way, that I might keep thy word. I have not departed from thy judgments, for thou hast taught me. How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through thy precepts I get understanding. Therefore I hate every false way. Nun. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path. I have sworn, and I will perform it, that I will keep thy righteous judgments. I am afflicted very much. Quicken me, O Lord, according unto thy word. Accept, I beseech thee, the freewill offerings of my mouth, O Lord, and teach me thy judgments. My soul is continually in my hand, yet do I not forget thy law. The wicked have laid a snare for me, yet I erred not from thy precepts. Thy testimonies have I taken as an heritage forever, for they are the rejoicing of my heart. I have inclined mine heart to perform thy statutes alway, even unto the end. Samech. I hate vain thoughts, but thy law do I love. Thou art my hiding place and my shield. I hope in thy word. Depart from me, ye evildoers, for I will keep the commandments of my God. Uphold me according unto thy word, that I may live, and let me not be ashamed of my hope. Hold thou me up, and I shall be safe, and I will have respect unto thy statutes continually. Thou hast trodden down all them that err from thy statutes, for their deceit is falsehood. Thou puttest away all the wicked of the earth like dross. Therefore I love thy testimonies. My flesh trembleth for fear of thee, and I am afraid of thy judgments. Ein. I have done judgment and justice. Leave me not to mine oppressors. Be surety for thy servant for good. Let not the proud oppress me. Mine eyes fail for thy salvation and for the word of thy righteousness. Deal with thy servant according unto thy mercy, and teach me thy statutes. I am thy servant. Give me understanding, that I may know thy testimonies. It is time for thee, Lord, to work, for they have made void thy law. Therefore I love thy commandments above gold, yea, above fine gold. Therefore I esteem all thy precepts concerning all things to be right, and I hate every false way. Hey. Thy testimonies are wonderful. Therefore doth my soul keep them. The entrance of thy words giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple. I opened my mouth and panted, for I longed for thy commandments. Look thou upon me, and be merciful unto me, as thou usest to do unto those that love thy name. Order my steps in thy word, and let not any iniquity have dominion over me. Deliver me from the oppression of man. So will I keep thy precepts. Make thy face to shine upon my servant, and teach me thy statutes. Rivers of waters run down mine eyes, because they keep not thy law. Tzaddik. Righteous art thou, O Lord, and upright are thy judgments. Thy testimonies that thou hast commanded are righteous and very faithful. My zeal hath consumed me, because mine enemies have forgotten thy words. Thy word is very pure. Therefore thy servant loveth it. I am small and despised, yet do not I forget thy precepts. Thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and thy law is the truth. Trouble and anguish have taken hold on me, yet thy commandments are my delights. The righteousness of thy testimonies is everlasting. Give me understanding, and I shall live. Kuf. I cried with my whole heart, Hear me, O Lord, I will keep thy statutes. I cried unto thee, Save me, and I shall keep thy testimonies. I prevented the dawning of the morning, and cried, I hoped in thy word. Mine eyes prevent the night watches, that I might meditate in thy word. Hear my voice according unto thy loving kindness. O Lord, quicken me according to thy judgment. They draw nigh that follow after mischief. They are far from thy law. Thou art near, O Lord, and all thy commandments are truth. Concerning thy testimonies, I have known of old that thou hast founded them forever. Resh. Consider mine affliction and deliver me, for I do not forget thy law. Plead my cause and deliver me. Quicken me according to thy word. Salvation is far from the wicked, for they seek not thy statutes. Great are thy tender mercies, O Lord. Quicken me according to thy judgments. Many are my persecutors and mine enemies, yet do I not decline from thy testimonies. I beheld the transgressors and was grieved, because they kept not thy word. Consider how I love thy precepts. Quicken me, O Lord, according to thy loving kindness. Thy word is true from the beginning, and every one of thy righteous judgments endureth forever. Shin. Princes have persecuted me without a cause, but my heart standeth in awe of thy word. I rejoice at thy word as one that findeth great spoil. I hate and abhor lying, but thy law do I love. 7 times a day do I praise thee because of thy righteous judgments. Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Lord, I have hoped for thy salvation and done thy commandments. My soul hath kept thy testimonies, and I love them exceedingly. I have kept thy precepts and thy testimonies, for all my ways are before thee. Tav.
Let my cry come near before thee, O Lord. Give me understanding according to thy word. Let my supplication come before thee. Deliver me according to thy word. My lips shall utter praise when thou hast taught me thy statutes. My tongue shall speak of thy word, for all thy commandments are righteousness. Let thine hand help me, for I have chosen thy precepts. I have longed for thy salvation, O Lord, and thy law is my delight. Let my soul live, and it shall praise thee, and let thy judgments help me. I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek thy servant, for I do not forget thy commandments.
Also give unto Rastafari, O mighty, give unto Rastafari, glory and strength. Give unto Rastafari the glory due unto his name, worship Rastafari and do.
My advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments, and can elaborate on and 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 elaborate. If the nation for which I am the emperor follows and accepts this, since it's also what I accept and follow, I would believe our country is not only historically Christian, but also actively Christian,
Kadamawi, Slavia.
The whole place is due for
help. Also give unto Rastafari, O mighty, give unto Rastafari glory and strength. Give unto Rastafari the glory due unto his name. Worship Rastafari and due to holiness. The voice of Rastafari is upon the waters. The voice of Rastafari thundereth. Rastafari is upon many waters. The voice of Rastafari is full of power. The voice of Rastafari is full of majesty. More love and more honesty.
Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people, to whom he said, This is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing. Yet they would not hear. But the word of the Lord was unto them precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little, that they might go and fall backward and be broken and snared and taken. Wherefore hear the word of the Lord, 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 hear the word of the Lord.
My advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Hear, hear, hear. Basic Hebrew. Hear, hear, hear. Baby Hebrew. Shema Yisrael. 1 to 22. Abba Gadaha. Wazahata. Yaka Lama Nasa. Apa Saka Rashata. Again. Basic Hebrew. Baby Hebrew. 1 to 22. 22. 22. Abba Gadaha, Wazahata, Yaka Lama Nasa, Apa Saka Rashata, Ta, Ta, A Aleph, Ba Beit, Ga Gimel, Da Dalet, Ha He, Wa Wow, Za Zain, Ha Chet, Ta Tet, Ya Yod, Ka Kaf, La Lamed, Ma, Bain, Na, Nun, Sa, Samech, A, Ain, Pa, Pei, Sa, Sadai, Ka, Kof, Ra, Resh, sha, shin, ta, tau,
ta, tau, ta, tau, ta, tau,
avagadaha, wa, za, ha, ta, ya, ka, la, ma, na, sa, a, pa, sa, ka, ra, sha, ta, 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 ta.
Anochi Adonai Elohecha, lo yiyye lecha Elohim acherim al panai. Lo tisa et shem Adonai Elohecha lashav. Zachor et yom ha-shabbat lekaddesho. Kabed et avicha ve et immecha. Lo tirtzach, lo tinaf, lo tignov. Lo ta'ane vere'acha ed shaker. Lo tachmod bet re'echa.
For with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme. For with stammering lips and another tongue, and another tongue to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people. To whom he said, this is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing. Yet they would not hear, 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 would not hear.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Elohenu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of
Israel? Shema Yisrael, Adonai Elohenu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
Shalom, Chabarim, Shalom. Today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the Order of Malkiah Tzedek, we have Mizmor Kof Yod Tate. Kof Yod Tate, Kof Yod Tate. Psalm CXIX, Psalm 119. And it's themed, Chabarim, Torah, the way of life. Mizmor Kof Yod Tate, some might say Kof Yod Tate. Psalm 119, Psalm CXIX is themed Torah, the way of life. Torah, Jah's directions, instructions, the teaching of His Majesty, the glory of His Divine Majesty, HaTorah, the way of life, the way of life and the way of liberty. Hear, 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 Shema Israel. Today's daily psalm, an extraordinary declaration of the joy and help Jah guide and protect, guidance, His help, His assistance. An extraordinary declaration of the joy and help that Torah, Ha Torah, the Orit, Ethiopically the Orit Torah, brings to those who conduct their life, their liberty, under its direction, fills the longest of the Psalms. Here we have the longest of the Mizmor of the chants, the intonations, Mizmor Kof Yod Tet. It consists of 22 stanzas to correspond with the number of the letters in the Hebrew alphabet, in the Hebrew Aleph Beit, in the Hebrew first house, the alphabet, the Abu Gida, Aleph Beit Gimel Dalet, up to 22. Each stanza comprises 8 verses, all beginning with the same letter, respectively, the same letter, each of the 8 verses in turn, until the alphabet is completed. Until the Aleph Beit, the first house, is completed. That the author was acquainted with Mizmor, with Psalm XIX, Hebraically verses 8 to 10, I think in the KJV that'd be verses 7 to 9, Psalm 19, verses 7 to 9, I think in the Hebrew, verses 8 to 10, is certain that the author was acquainted with Psalm 19. Verses 7 to 9, KJV, verses 8 to 10 in the Sefer Tehillim, Hebraically, because he adopts the key words, adoption of the key words, key word, key word, the key words. He adopts the key words there use, and taking them and others as his motif, weaves them into a verbal fugue. They say fuga, fugue, I think this is a French term, but into a composition, a mosaic, so to speak. It is an individual, an indivisible dual, an individual who draws so lavishly upon his resources, drawing upon the resources of language to convey his love of HaTorah, his love of Jah's directions, guidance, instructions, the teaching, and what a force it is in his life,
in his liberty, in one's liberty. But he is the spokesman of many, of his co-religionist, co-iriticalist, co-spiritualist, so to speak, who would endorse his tribute. He, it is said, probably lived in the 5th century and was an ardent disciple, an ardent Talmid, an ardent disciple of the school of Ezra, of Ezra. The scribe. So here, today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Malachiah, Tzedek, the longest psalm, but the instructional psalm. And here in the season, the reason for the season, this is a key psalm in the season. This is a key psalm for the Hebrew instruction, especially concerning the 22, and giving as examples in each of the 8 verses, words and verbs, nouns and verbs, words, sound, power, corresponding to each of the 22, the 22 of the Hebrew alphabet, the Aleph Beit, referred to as the Abu Gida, Aleph Beit Gimel Dalet, the first 4 right there, up to the 22nd, from Aleph to Tav, or Ha Aleph, the Aleph to Taweh, to Taweh, the Hebrew Alpha, the original Alpha and Omega, the Hebrew A to T, Aleph to Tau. In today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Yodet Torah, Jah's direction, instructions of the way of life, the way of liberty, of his divine majesty. Give ear, hear. Psalm 119, the 12th verse right here. It says, Blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me thy statutes. Baruch ata Yahuwah, lamdeini chukeka, thy statutes. Blessed art thou, the key phrase, Baruch ata Yahuwah, we say the Hashem. Other Yehudis would replace the Hashem, the Yod Heh Weh Heh, Yahuwah, Yahuwah, Yahweh, they replace it by Adonai. So you might often hear Yehudi say, Baruch Ata, Baruch Adonai. Baruch Adonai. We taught them that. Baruch Ata Yahuwah. Blessed art thou, O Jehovah. Blessed art thou. In relation of man to Ha Elohim, to the power, Ha Elohim, to bless. What does to bless mean in relation of man to Ha Elohim? It means to prosper his cause. By our I concentration, focus of heart, heartical, focus of heart, soul, and might to the advancement of his kingdom, Malkuto, in the royal Amharic to Mengistu, Mengistu, to his kingdom, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth, right, as it is in heaven. Baruch Ata Yahuwah, blessed art thou. So once again, we know that blessing in the sense of Elohim to man is to cause us to increase. But how is it that we can bless he who be who he be? How can we increase? You know, we can't increase him. He is the Almighty. So the reason here, and this is coming from today's Psalm 119, the Torah, Yahweh of life, Baruch Ata Adonai, blessed art thou, Baruch Ata, 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 the I, speaking directly to him, speaking to him male, Ata, Baruch Ata, blessed art the I, he who be who he be. In relation of man, of I, not a human being, to the power to bless, means to prosper his cause by I and I focus, our concentration of heart, heartically, soul, psychically, might, to the advancement of Malkuto, Mengistu, and the advancement of his kingdom, even the fulfillment of our Father prayer, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Yes, I, Rastafari.
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 Baruch atah Adonai.
John!
Rastafari.
John!
Rastafari.
Yes, 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 yes. So that's where, it's in that psalm right there where we get this key word, Judaically, Hebraically, for blessing, the phraseology, Baruch, Atah, Yahuwah, modern Hebrew, modern Jews would replace the Tetragrammaton, the Hashem, and we find the historical reference when the other people came into the territory of the northern 10 tribes, and they practiced a little bit of their thing, and they learned a little bit of our thing. You know, but that's where that comes from right there, from the scripts. And we have our sister here on the Baraka, Sister Mary Rose Israel, just to give one-to-one to sample of it right here.
Blessings of the Torah. Before the Torah portion reading, in the Hebrew and English tongue. Baraku et Yahweh Hamvara. Baruch Yahweh Hamvara. Leolam vayeh, Baruch atah Yahweh, Eloheinu melech haolam, Asher bekarbenu mebo hamayim, Venutan lanu et torato. Baruch atah Yahweh, Noten HaTorah. Bless Yahweh, the Blessed One. Bless this Yahweh, the Blessed One, for all eternity. Blessed are you, Yahweh, our Almighty, King of the Universe, who selected us from all the peoples and gave us his Torah. Blessed are you, Yahweh, giver of the Torah.
Baruch atah Adonai.
John!
Rastafari.
John!
Baruch atah Adonai. Eloheinu melech ha'olam. Baruch atah Adonai. Eloheinu melech ha'olam. Blessed are thee, the I, O Sovereign, our power, King of the Universe, Eternal King. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech ha'olam.
Baruch atah Adonai.
John!
Rastafari.
John!
Mizmor Kof Yod Eit, Mizmor Kof Yod Eit, Psalm 119, Psalm CXIX, Mizmor Kof Yod Eit. Here, the Aleph verse, the first verse in the Aleph section of Psalm 119, is themed Torah, the way of life. Here, the Aleph verse in the Aleph section. And today's psalm is an acrostic psalm. It consists of 22 stanzas to correspond with the number of letters in the Hebrew Aleph Beit, 8 verses to each stanza. Here. The Aleph, the first verse. Ashrei temimei darek haholkim b'torat Yahuwah. Blessed are the undefiled in the way, who walk in the law of the Lord, who walk in the Torah of Jehovah. Ashrei temimei darek. Haholkim b'torat Yahuwah. These words, here, opening words of Psalm 119, are to be considered in the light of what Scripture says elsewhere, even in Shir HaShirim, in Song of Songs of Solomon, Song 2, verse 14. O my dove that art in the clefts of the rock, in the secret places of the stairs. O my love that art in the clefts of the rock, in the secret places of the stairs. Yonati, b'chagwe ha'selah, b'seter ha'madrega. O my dove, Yonati, Yonati, O my dove, b'chagwe ha'selah, b'chagwe ha'selah, that art in the clefts of the rock, b'chagre, chagre, chagwe, chagwe, or some would enunciate as b'chagve, but ancient pointing b'chagwe ha'selah, b'chagwe ha'selah, in the clefts of the rock, b'seter ha'madrega, in the covert or the secret, b'seter, in the seter, b'seter ha'madrega, in the covert, in the secret, the secret places of the stairs. Rav Yehuda ha-Lewi bar Shalom, Rav Judah the Levite bar Shalom, he taught the name of Rav Yehuda bar Shimon. He taught the name of Rav Judah bar Simon. Not, O dove, quote, end quote, not, quote, O dove, end quote, is written here, but, O my dove, Yonati, Yonati. It's not Yonah or Yonat that is written here, but Yonati, Yonati, meaning that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, said to me, the children of Israel are like a dove, undefiled. To I, the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, are like a dove, undefiled. But to the peoples of the earth, of the earthly plane, but to the peoples of the earth, they seem as subtle as serpents. Hence, here it is said, Yonati, Yonati, O my dove, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, said further, I have given them positive commandments, and they took their performance upon themselves, and negative commandments, and they took obedience to them upon themselves. And although I did not explain to them what their reward was to be, they said not a word to me. They said not a word to I. And so, of all my many other commandments, therefore, Ha'el, Ha'el, the power of the Almighty, Ha'elohim, called Amo Yisrael, the people of Israel, Yonati, Yonati, my dove. Rav Huna Bar Abin taught in the name of Rav Acha, all wondrous works and mighty deeds that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, does in the world are on account of the undefiled in the way, are on account of Timimei Darek, the upright, the undefiled, Timimei Darek, the undefiled in the way, the Darek, the Derek, the way. For Scripture says, even in Eob, in Job, Job chapter 37, verse 16, where it reads, dost thou know the balancings of the clouds? Hetera ala miflase av. Dost thou know the balancings of the clouds? Hetera ala miflase av. Miflase av. Av. Here, the clouds, the av, or some would enunciate as av, av. Hetera ala miflase av. Dost thou know the balancing of the clouds? And what is meant? What is meant by the balancings of the clouds? Hebraically, what is meant by miflisei av? Miflisei av. Miflisei av. The balancing of the clouds. Or here. Hebraically, the balancing of the cloud. The balancing of the cloud. What is meant? Even the power of rain is balanced as if it were weighed in a scale. The balancing signifies weighing in a scale is evident from the phrase, even in Proverbs, in the Mashal Mishle Shlomo, Proverbs 16:11, Proverbs chapter 16, verse 11, quote, a just weight and balance, end quote. And here, Midrash note, here, phrase, Hiteda, al miflase av. Dost thou know the balancing of the clouds, miflase av. The word balancing, miflase, is met with nowhere else in the Bible and the scripture. The phenomenon of the clouds poised in the sky, heavy with rain, yet without support, is to be marveled at. Hear, 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 Eob in Job chapter 37, verse 16. And also in Job's words in chapter 26, verse 8. But hear, 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 even the power of rain is balanced as if it were weighed in a scale. Weighed in a scale. Hear, hear, Midrash note. Midrash note on Mizmor of Yod Tate. Hear, hear, hear. The amount of rainfall is measured out to men in the degree that they are undefiled. So bringing out the Midrash right here on even the power of rain is balanced as if it were weighed in a scale. Weighed in a scale. That is, the amount of rainfall is measured out to men, to humanity, in the degree that they are undefiled. And what is meant by the conclusion of the verse in Eob in Job? Dost thou know the balancings of the clouds, the wondrous works of him who is undefiled in wisdom? Peles u mozne mishpat la Yahuwah, a just balance and scales are of Jehovah. Bringing this out right here, here that balancing, miflase, signifies weighing in a scale is evident from the phrase in Mishle Shlomo in the Mashal, the Proverbs, Mishlim, Proverbs of Solomon, here, Proverbs chapter 16, verse 11. Peles u mozne mishpat la Yahuwah, a just balance and scales are of Jehovah. Peles u mozne mishpat la Yahuwah. And what is meant by the conclusion of the verse in Job? Dost thou know the balancing of the clouds, the wondrous works of him who is undefiled in wisdom? Hetera ala miflase av mifalota temim da'im. Dost thou know the balancings of the clouds? Hetera ala miflase av the wondrous works of him who is perfect in knowledge? Mifloota temim da'im. Miflot temim da'im. Da'im. Temim da'im. Perfect in knowledge. Temim da'im. The wondrous works of him who is perfect in knowledge. Mifloota temim da'im. Hetera ala miflase av. Mifloota temim da'im. It means, taught Rav Yehuda bar Shimon, taught Rav Judah bar Simon, that Hael, the Almighty, Hael Elohim, the true good, the true God, the power, brings rain for the sake of him who is undefiled in the sight of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is undefiled in the sight of the Holy One, the set apart, the sanctified, the Isle One. Blessed be he, Baruch Hu. And David made it plain that the undefiled is Yisrael, is Israel, saying in the 18th Psalm, Hebraically, the 24th verse, and I was undefiled to him. And I was undefiled to him. Wayahi tamim imo. And I was single-hearted with him. Wayahi, and I became wayahi. Wayahi tamim imo. And I was single-hearted with him. Or here in the Midrash, and I was undefiled. I was undefiled to him. Wayahi tamim imo. And I was single-hearted with him. Even though Yisrael is regarded as serpents, even though Yisrael is regarded as serpents and scorpions by the Goye Haaretz, by the nations, the heathen nations, the nationalities of the earth, of the earthly plane. And when David saw that Yisrael was undefiled in the sight of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he began to offer praise, Isis, as is said, even here in today's Mizmor, blessed are the undefiled in the way, who walk in the law of the Lord. Ashrei temime darek haholkima b'torat Yahuwah, happy, ashrei, beatitude. Happy. Ashrei, beatitude, blessed. Ashrei, happy. Timime, darek, are the upright. Timime, the undefiled. Timime, darek, in the way. Ha holkim, those who they who tried. Ha holkim, those who tried. Bitorat, in the Torah, Yahuwah of Jehovah. Ashrei temimei darek. Ha holkim bitorat Yahuwah, 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 Yahuwah.
My advice to all, advice to all, advice to all, advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. Fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Ha'och ata Adonai.
Drum!
Rastafari.
Another exposition of blessed are the undefiled in the way. Another exposition of Ashrei Timimei Darek. Happy are they that are upright in the way. Happy are they the undefiled in the way. Ashrei Timimei Darek. Elsewhere, Scripture says, even in Psalm 37, Hebraically the 37th verse, Shemar Tam Ure'e Yashar. Mark the man that is undefiled. Shemar Tam, and behold, Ure Yashar, and behold the upright. Shemar Tam, Ure Yashar. Rav Tanhuma related that Rav Yehuda Halevi Bar Shalom, Rav Phineas Pinchas Ha Kohen, and Rav Huna, all three of them agreed on the following. In the Eighth Labo, in the time that I would come, Gog and Magog will move against Yisrael, Israel, three times. And the third time, the third hour, they will come and ascend against Yerushalayim, against Jerusalem, and go about through Yehuda, Judah, and conscript into their armies the men of Yehuda, Judah, strong men, as is said even in Zechariah chapter 10, verse 6. As it said, I will make the house of Judah, of Yehuda, strong. And here, Midrash note right here, on the words and agreement of Rav Tanhuma relating Rav Yehuda Halevi Bar Shalom, Rav Phineas Ha Kohen, and Rav Huna, all three of them agreeing on the following, that in the time to come, the eight labo, I would come, Gog and Magog will move against Israel three times, and the third time they will come and ascend against Yerushalayim, Jerusalem, and go through Yehuda, Judah, and conscript into their armies the men of Yehuda, Judah, strong men. Here, the Midrash note right here, on Mizmor Kof Yod 8, here is that the prediction that the men of Judah, of Yehuda, will be forced to serve in the armies of Gog and Magog, maybe based on the conclusion of Zechariah chapter 12, verse 2, which reads, upon Yehuda, Judah also shall it fall to be in the siege against Yerushalayim, against Jerusalem. So here, this prediction is based on the conclusion of Zechariah chapter 12, verse 2, that reads, upon Judah also shall it fall to be in the siege against Jerusalem. Wigam al Yehuda yihyeh b'matzor al Yerushalayim, and upon Judah, wigam, and also, wigam al Yehuda, and upon Judah also shall it fall to be in the siege against Yerushalayim. Yihyeh b'matzor al Yerushalayim. As is said, quoting Zechariah chapter 10, verse 6, I will make the house of Judah, the Beit Yehuda, strong. Here, Zechariah chapter 10, verse 6. And the Midrash note right here, is that Felix Perlez suggests that this verse be substituted for, quote, and I shall force them against the Lord, end quote, which is written in the ET, the edited text, which is not a quotation from Scripture. So here, we have Zechariah chapter 10, verse 6. Vigabarti,
et Beit Yehuda, and I will strengthen the house of Judah. With Gibarti, et Beit Yehuda, and I will strengthen the Beit Yehuda. With Gibarti, et Beit Yehuda. Of Gog and Magog, however, Scripture goes on to say, even in Zechariah chapter 12, verse 2, behold, I will make Jerusalem a threshold of staggering to all the peoples round about. Behold, I will make Jerusalem, a threshold of staggering to all the peoples round about. Hine anochi sam et Yerushalayim saf ra'al lekol ha'amim saviv. Behold, I will make Jerusalem, a cup of staggering. Hine anochi sam et Yerushalayim saf ra'al to all the peoples round about. Lekol ha'amim saviv. And here, midrash note right here. Usually the word saf is rendered cup. Usually the word saf is rendered cup. And hine anochi sam et Yerushalayim saf ra'al, cup of staggering. But the word Hebraically saf can also mean threshold. Saf ra'al. Thus, behold, I will make Jerusalem a threshold of staggering. Hine anochi sam et Yerushalayim saf ra'al to all the peoples round about. Lekol ha'amim saviv. The following passage that seems to be, some say, an interpolation is added here by Buber's text. What is meant by cup of staggering? What is meant by saf ra'al? Saf ra'al. It means that Ha'el, the Almighty, Ha'el Elohim, will cause the peoples round about to drink the cup of blood that will make them stagger. For saf ra'al, cup of staggering, saf ra'al, threshold of staggering. Cup of staggering, the word saf, in this case, generally implies a cup or a basin of blood. As in the verse, even from Shemot, from Exodus chapter 12, verse 22, that reads, and ye and y'all shall take a bunch of hyssop and dip it in the blood that is in the basin. U'elkachtem egudata ezob u'tevaltem badam asher basaf. And ye and y'all shall take a bunch of hyssop and dip it in the blood that is in the basin. Ulekachtem ekudata ezov utvaltem abedam badam asher pasaf. The blood that is in the basin, badam asher pasaf. Full of verse. Ulekachtem ekudata ezov utvaltem abedam asher pasaf. We he gaitema eta ha mashkofa. We illa shite hamizuzota mina hadam asher basaf. We atem lo teitzua ish mi petach baito ad boker. And he and y'all shall take a bunch of hyssop and dip it in the blood that is in the basin, basaf, in the saf, and strike the lintel and the two side posts with the blood that is in the basin, basaf, in the saf. We atem lo teitzua isha mia petach beito adaboker. And none of you shall go out of the door of his house until the morning. So here, the cup of staggering, the saf ra'al, the saf ra'al, the cup of staggering or the threshold of staggering, bringing out the sense in the Hebrew of the basin, even from the quote from Shemot, from Exodus chapter 12, verse 22. For having come to the threshold, the saf, the threshold of Yerushalayim, of Jerusalem, what will Gog and Magog do? They will put two strong men in charge of each and every conscripted man of Yisrael, every conscripted ish of Yisrael, Lamaze. Why? Wherefore? In order to keep the men of Yisrael, of Israel, from running away. And here Midrash No points to the previous Midrash on Psalm 118, the 12th parak, the 12th section, the Midrash for Psalm 118.12. But as the strong men of Yehuda, the strong men of Judah force to go up and lay siege to Yerushalayim, Jerusalem, they will pray in their hearts, saying, Make I and I fall into the hands of the men defending Yerushalayim, defending Jerusalem, and make not them fall into our hands, into I and I hands. And why? Lama, why will they pray in their hearts? Because they will be afraid of letting their voices be heard. As Scripture says, even in Zechariah chapter 12, verse 5, the chiefs of Judah shall say in their heart, may redemption come to the inhabitants of Yerushalayim. And Scripture says in Zechariah chapter 12, verse 5, Ve'amru alufei Yehuda be'libam, amtali yoshvei Yerushalayim. The chiefs of Judah shall say in their heart, Ve'amru alufei Yehuda be'libam, in their heart, Libam, Amtali Yoshvei Yerushalayim. The inhabitants of Jerusalem are my strength. May the inhabitants of Jerusalem be my strength. May I find that the inhabitants of Yerushalayim are my strength. Amtali Yoshvei Yerushalayim. By Yahuwah Tzvaot Eloheihem. Through he who he be of hosts of armies, Jehovah Tzvaot, by Yahuwah Tzvaot, Eloheihem, their Elohim, their power. Okay, therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, will say to the conscripted men of Yehuda, to the conscripted men of Judah, in innocence ye y'all came. By your lives I swear that innocence will guide you. As is said even in the Mishlei Shlomo, as is said in the Mashal, the proverb of Solomon, Proverbs chapter 11, verse 3, the innocence of the upright shall guide them. The innocence of the upright shall guide them. Tumat Yisharim Tanchem, the integrity, the innocence, Tumat of the upright, Yisharim, shall guide them. Tanchem. Tumata Yisharim Atanchem, integrity of the upright. They who are upright choose integrity as their standard of conduct. It will prove a reliable guide and be a safeguard against error and danger. Tumat Yisharim Atanchem. In that instant, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will add might to the might of the men of Yehuda, to the men of Judah. They will draw their swords, strike left and right, and slay the men in charge of them. Hence, here, it is said, Ashrei Timimei Darek HaHolki B'Torat Yahuwah. Blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of Jehovah. Ashrei Timimei Darek HaHolki B'Torat Yahuwah. Happy are they that are upright, that are undefiled in the way, who walk, who trod in the Torah of Jehovah. In a different exposition of blessed are the undefiled in the way, who walk in the law of the Lord, Ashrei Timimei Darek HaHolkim B'Torat Yahuwah, elsewhere Scripture says, even in Proverbs chapter 10, verse 9, he that walketh uprightly walketh surely, but he that perverteth his ways shall be known. He that walketh uprightly walketh surely, but he that perverteth his ways shall be known. Holech batom yelech betach ua mi akesh derakayo yewadea. He that walketh uprightly walketh securely. Holeka batom yelek betach. But he that perverteth his ways, uami akesha derakaya, shall be found out. Yewadeah. Holeka batom yeleka betach. Uami akesha derakayo yewadeah. He who walks, who trods uprightly, may be assured that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, will prosper his ways. But he who perverts his ways shall be made known. Yivadea. The kind of man he is shall be revealed to the world in more ways than one. Hence, here it is said, he that perverteth his ways shall be known. He that perverteth uami akesh, his ways shall be known. Derakao yivadea. Derakayo yivadea. Another comment. He that walketh uprightly is Abraham. He that holek batom, holek, that trod, holek batom, uprightly, undefiled, batom, is Abraham, to whom it was said, even in Bereshith, in Genesis chapter 17, verse 1, walk before me, and be thou upright, hitahaleka lifanai, wehye tamim, walk, trod before I, in my face, in my presence, before I, hitahaleka lifanai, and become, wehye, and be thou tamim, be thou upright, be thou wholehearted, be thou undefiled. Hitahaleka lifanai, wehye tamim. For what had HaKadosh Baruch Hu, blessed be He, said to Avraham? He had said, even in Bereshith, in Genesis chapter 12, verse 1, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred. Get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred. Lech lecha, me'azecha, u'amia moladitecha. Get thee out of thy country. Lech lecha, me'azecha, and from thy kindred. U'amia moladitecha. And Abraham did not argue the matter with HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, by saying, quote, what difference can it make to thee whether a man remain here or get him to another country? He who moves from one house to another house is distressed. And needless to say, he is even more so who has to move from one country to another country. End quote. Abraham did not say. Abraham, however, did not hesitate, and at once did everything that Ha'el, the Almighty, Ha'Elohim, Ha'Elohim had commanded him. As is said even in Bereshith, Genesis chapter 12, at the fourth verse, so Abraham departed as the Lord had spoken to him. Avram ka'asha diber elayo Yahuwah. So Abraham went as Jehovah had spoken to him. Avram ka'asher diber elayo Yahuwah. So Abraham departed. So Abraham departed. Wa yelech. Departed as Jehovah had spoken to him. Did Abraham lose by this? No, lo. For when the four kings invaded Canaan, did they not fall by him? As Scripture says, even in Bereshith, in Genesis chapter 14, at verse 15, Genesis chapter 14, verse 15, Scripture says, the night itself contended against them. Wayechaleka elehem, laila hu, and the night itself contended against them. Wayechalek elehem, Laila hu, or, and he divided himself against them by night, the traditional translation, or here, wayechalek lehem, laila hu, the night itself contended against them. Here, Midrash notes, see above the previous Midrash to Psalm 2, the second section to Psalm 2.2, and note the adloka. Moreover, when Ha'Elohim said to Abraham in Bereshith in Genesis chapter 22, verse 2, take now thy son, thine only son, whom thou lovest, even Isaac, and offer him there for a burnt offering. take now thy son, thine only son, whom thou lovest, even Isaac, and offer him there for a burnt offering. And here, the fuller verse, Bereshith, Genesis chapter 22, verse 2. Vayomer, kach na et bincha, et yechidka, asher havta, et yitzchaka, v'lech lecha, il eretz ha-moriya, v'ha-elehu, sham, le'ola ala achada, he-harim asher omar elecha. Here, fuller verse, and he said, take now thy son, thine only son, whom thou lovest, even Isaac, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains that I will tell thee of. Vayomer, kach na et bincha, et yechidka, asher ahavta et yitzhak, v'lech lecha, il eretz ha-moriya, v'ha-elehu sham, le'ola al-achad he-harim asher omar eleka. He did not talk back to Ha-Elohim, Ha-Elohim, though he might have talked back, saying, according to Bereshith, Genesis chapter 21, verse 12, yesterday thou didst say to me, in Isaac shall thy seed be called. Abraham did not talk back to the power, Ha-Elohim, Ha-Elohim, though he might have talked back, saying, even in the words from Bereshith, Genesis 21 and 12, yesterday, thou, the I, did say to me, did say to I, ki be yitzchak yikare lecha zara, for in Isaac shall seed be called to thee, ki be yitzchak yikare lecha zara, for in Isaac, ki be yitzchak shall seed be called to thee, yikare lecha zara. And today, I am to offer Yitzhak for a olah, for a burnt offering, a holocaust offering. Whence then wilt thou bless me? Whence, from where then wilt thou bless I? But he did not talk back to Ha-Elohim, to Ha-Elohim. Instead, he did at once all that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, had commanded him, as is said even in Bereshith in Genesis chapter 22, verse 3. And Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled his ass and took Yitzhak Beno. Vayashkem Abraham Baboker, Vayachvosha Eta Chmoro, ויקח את שני הנעריו איתו ואת יצחק בנו ויבקע יצאי עולה ויקם וילקה אל המקום אשר אמר לו האלוהים. Full verse, and Abraham rose early in the morning and saddled his ass and took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son, and he cleaved the wood for the burnt offering and rose up and went to the place of that Ha-Elohim, Ha-Elohim, the power had told him. Vayashkem Avraham Baboker, Vayachvosha eta chmoro, Vayikach eta shnei arayo ito, Ve'et Yitzhak abino, Vayavaka itzei ola, Vayakama vayaleka, Ila hamakom, Asher amar lau, Ha-Elohim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Holy One, blessed be He, did for His part what He had promised Abraham when He said to him, even in Bereshith, Genesis chapter 12, verse 2, I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee. Ve'eseka le'goy kadol, va'evarekeka, va'egadla shimecha, ve'hiyei, Baraka, and I will make of thee a great nation. Ve'eseka legoy gadol, and I will bless thee. Va'ebarekeka, and make thy name great. Va'egadla shemecha, va'egadla shemecha, and be thou and the I to be, and be thou and become the I a blessing. Ve'hiye baraka. Wehye baraka, we etzka legoy gadol, wa ebarekeka, wa egadla shemeka, wehye baraka. And so he did. For Scripture says, even in Bereshit, in Genesis chapter 18, verse 18, Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation. Ve'Avraham hayo yihyeh legoy gadol. Seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation. Ve'Avraham hayo yihyeh legoy gadol. And also in Bereshit, in Genesis chapter 24, verse 1, the Lord hath blessed Abraham in all things. The Lord hath blessed Abraham in all things, in all things. Vayahuwah berak et Abraham bakol. And Jehovah had blessed Abraham in all things. Vayahuwah berak et Abraham bakol. And therefore, to the Bnei Yisrael, to the children, the sons of Israel, Moses said this, do you desire that HaKadosh Baruch Hu be with you? Hold fast, hold firm, hold fast to Abraham's uprightness, because uprightness is beautiful, is eitiful, is beautiful in the sight of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the sight of the Holy One, the Sanctifier, the Set Apart One, the Isle One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He. As is said even in Devarim, in Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 13, that reads, thou shalt be upright with the Lord thy God. Tamim tihye'im Yahuwah Eloheka. Thou shalt be wholehearted with Jehovah thy power, with Jehovah thy Elohim. Tamim tihye'im Yahuwah Eloheka. Thou shalt be upright, thou shalt be tamim, thou shalt be undefiled with he who be who he be, thy power. Tamim tihye'im Yahuwah Eloheka. As he is upright, for it is said, the rock, his work is upright. Ki kol derakayo mishpat, the rock, his walk is perfect. Ki kol derakayo mishpat, the rock, his work is, for all his ways are justice. Hear. Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 32, here, verse 4. Hatzor tamim pa'lo. Hatzor, the rock. Hatzor, the rock. Tamim, upright, undefiled. Hatzor tamim pa'olo. Pa'lo, pa'olo. His work is perfect. His work is undefiled. Hatzor tamim pa'olo. Ki kol derakayo mishpata. El emuna ve'en alela. Tzadika ve'yashar hu. And his Torah is upright, for it is said even in Mizmor Yod Tet Yutet, Psalm 19, here, he breaks the eighth verse, the law of the Lord is upright, the law of the Lord is upright. Torah Yahuwah Timima is undefiled. The law of Jehovah is undefiled. Torah Yahuwah Temima. Therefore, David began this mizmor, this psalm, this chant, that is an acrostic, by offering praise Isis in the first verse. Ah, blessed are they that are upright in the way. Ah, happy are the undefiled in the way. Ah, for the first Hebrew letter, Aleph, being an acrostic psalm, Aleph. Ah, Ashrei Timimei Darek. Ah, Aleph. Happy are the undefiled in the way. Aleph. Ashrei Timimei Darek. And came to the end of the alphabet, the Aleph Beit, saying, even in the 176th verse, here, today's psalm, Psalm 119, verse 176, thy servant seek, I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Ta'iti kaseh obeid bakesh abdecha, I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek thy servant, Ta'iti kaseh obeyed. I have gone astray like a seh kaseh obeyed, like a lost sheep. Ta'iti, ta'iti kaseh obeyed. Seek bakesh, bakesh, seek abdekha. Bakesh abdekha, seek thy servant. Ta'iti kaseh obeyed, bakesh abdekha. That is, as the strayed sheep is innocent, so have I acted in innocence. Another comment, why did David say, at the end of the mizmor, at the end of the psalm, at the end of the chant, I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek thy servant. Ta'iti kaseh obed, bakesh abdekah. Rav Yehuda Halevi bar Shalom, Rav Judah the Levite bar Shalom, answered in the name of Rav Haggai bar Eliezer, Haggai, son of Eliza. As things go in the world, when a sheep strays from the flock or an ox strays from the pasture, who seeks whom? The sheep, the shepherd, or the shepherd, the sheep? Obviously, the shepherd, the sheep. So David said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribon Shel HaOlami, Master of the Universe, Universal Master, seek I, as the sheep is sought, even as thou that I did say through Shemuel HaNabi, through Samuel the prophet, even in 1 Shemuel, 1 Samuel chapter 13, verse 14, the Lord hath sought him a man after his own heart. The Lord Jehovah hath sought him a man after his own heart. Bikesh Yahuwah Lahu Ish Ki Levavo. Jehovah have sought him a man after his own heart. Bikesh Yahuwah Lahu Ish Ki Levavo. Ki Levavo. According to his own heart. Bikesh Yahuwah Lahu. Jehovah, he who be who he be, has sought for himself. Bikesh Yahuwah Lahu Ish. A man. Ish Ki Levavo. Try me, O Jehovah, and prove me, and prove I, because I have acted in innocence. I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Kaseh obed. Seek thy servant. Bakesh abdeka. For like a sheep, I am innocent. A ewe lamb without blemish. Vayikra, Leviticus chapter 14, verse 10. A ewe lamb without blemish. Kabsa, tamim. Kabsa, tamim. A ewe lamb without blemish.
In Ethiopian life, the imperial ruler is likened in splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun, an exalted power to the lion, to the lion, to the lion, to the lion, in his divine being to the kings of Israel, divine being to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, and at times to God, and at times to God, and at times to God himself.
Anochi Adonai Elohecha, lo yiyye lecha Elohim acherim al panai. Lo tisa et shem Adonai Elohecha lashav. Zachor et yom ha-shabbat lekaddesho. Kabed et avicha ve et immecha. Lo tirtzach, lo tinaf, lo tignov, lo ta'ane vere'acha ed shaker. Lo tachmod bet re'echa.
My advice to all advice to all advice to all advice to all advice.
is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. Achuch
ata Adonai.
Rastafari.
Another comment. Ashrei Timimei Darek. Blessed are they that are upright in the way, 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 upright in the way. Another comment. Ashrei Timimei Darek. Blessed are they that are upright in the way, or happy are the undefiled. Timimei in the way, Darek. Ashrei Timimei Darek. The generation that wandered Bamidbar, the generation that wandered in the wilderness. Hezekiah Bar Chiya taught, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, saw that no other generation would be as capable of receiving HaTorah, the Torah, as this generation. And so he laid up HaTorah, the Torah, for its people. As is said even in Proverbs, Mishlei Shlomo, the Proverbs of Solomon, in Proverbs chapter 2, verse 7, He layeth up sound wisdom for the upright. He layeth up sound wisdom for the upright. Witzafan laisharim tushia. He layeth up sound wisdom tushia. Laisharim, laisharim, for the upright. The yisharim, laisharim. Witzafan laisharim tushia. Rav Berkayu, Berkayu said in the name of Rav Chanina bar Abahu, both scripture and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, praises them. The people of that generation, as is said even in Psalm 105, Hebraic of the 8th verse, He hath remembered His covenant with the world, the word that He commanded to the thousandth generation. He hath remembered His covenant with the world, the word that He commanded to the thousandth generation. Zakar le'olam be'rito, davar tziwa le'elef dor. He hath remembered His covenant forever, or here, being brought out in the Midrash as, He hath remembered His covenant with the world. Zakar le'olam be'rito, davar tziwa le'elef dor. The word, the word that He commanded, davar tziwa, davar tziwa, Davar Tziwa Le'elef Dor, to the Elef Dor, to the thousandth generation. The Elef Dor, the thousandth generation, being the only one specified by number in the order of the generations. You can see for yourself that they were upright people when they came to the sea. Ha'el, Ha'el, the power of the Almighty, Ha'elohim, Ha'elohim told them to go down into the sea, and they went down. He told them to go forth into the Midbar, into the wilderness, and they went forth, they went forward. He told them to take HaTorah, to take the Torah, and they took it. And even before He told them to take it, they said, according to Shemot, according to Exodus chapter 24, verse 7, all that Yahuwah, that Jehovah has said, we will do and obey. Shemot, Exodus chapter 24, verse 7. Kol asher diber Yahuwah na'iseh v'nishma. All that Jehovah have spoken, will we do and obey. Kol asher diber Yahuwah na'iseh v'nishma. Na'iseh v'nishma. Ha'elohim, Ha'elohim forbade their eating the sinew of the thigh vein that is within the hollow of the animal's thigh, forbade their eating meat together with milk, and also forbade their bringing on the same day a cow or an ewe together with her young as an offering. And they took these prohibitions upon themselves. And here, the Midrash notes right here on Ha'elohim forbidding their eating the sinew of the thigh vein that is within the hollow of the animal's thigh. The Midrash note here, pointing to Bereshith, Genesis chapter 32, verse 33, and furthermore to the bringing on the same day a cow or an ewe, together with her young as an offering. Reference, Vayikra, Vayikra, Leviticus, Leviticus chapter 22, verse 28. And they took these prohibitions upon themselves. And although Ha'el, Ha'el, the Almighty, Ha'elohim, the power, did not explain to them what the reward for their performing of the commandments was to be, they gave him no arguments. Therefore, it is said, even in Psalm 105, the 8th verse, he hath remembered his covenant with the world, the word that he commanded to the 1,000th generation. Zakar le'olam berito, davar tziwa le'elef dor. And here, in today's Psalm, Mizmor Kof Yotet, the Aleph verse, Ashrei Timimei Darek HaHolkim B'Torat Yahuwah. Blessed, happy are they that are upright in the way. Ashrei Timimei Darek. Happy are the undefiled in the way. Ashrei Timimei Darek. Another exposition of Blessed are the upright in the way. Ashrei Timimei Darek. Hakadosh Baruchu, the Holy One, blessed be He, called the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the children of Israel, the Israelites, quote, saintly, end quote, quote, upright, end quote, and, quote, righteous, end quote. He called them saintly. He called them, quote, saintly. In the verse, even the verse from Psalm 50, Hebraically the fifth verse, Psalm 50, Hebraically the fifth verse, gather my saints together to gather to me. Gather my saints together to I. Isfu li chesedai. Gather my saints together to me. Isfu li. Gather them for me. Li. Isfu li chesedai. Chesedai. My chesed. My chesedim. My saints. Chesedai. Isfu li chesedai. He called them righteous and just because they sang a song at the Yam Suf. Because they sang a song at the Sea of Reeds, at the Red Sea, at the Etara Bahir, at the Eritrean Sea, saying in the words of Psalm 33, Hebraically the first verse, rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, praise is comely for the just. Rejoice in the Lord, O your righteous, praise, Isis, is comely for the just. Ranu tzarikim b'yahuah, laisharim nawa tehillah. Rejoice in Jehovah, O ye, O your righteous. Ranu tzadiki b'Yahuwah. Ranu tzadiki b'Yahuwah. Praise Isis is comely for the upright. Lai sharim for the upright. Nawa, comely. Lai sharim nawa tehillah. Or some say, Lai sharim nawa tehillah. Ancient pointing, Lai sharim nawa tehillah. Ranu tzadikim b'Yahuwah, laisharim nawa tehillah. He calls them upright in the verse. Blessed are the upright in the way, who walk, who trod in the Torah of Jehovah. He calls them upright or undefiled in the verse. Happy are the undefiled in the way, who walk, who trod in the law, the Torah of Jehovah. Ashrei timimei darek haholkim b'torat Yahuwah. Lest it be thought that they suffered any loss or that they did not pass on merit to their children after them. Scripture says, even in Mishlei Shlomo, in the Proverbs of Solomon, Proverbs 20 and 7, the just man walketh in his integrity. His children are blessed after him. The just man walketh, trodeth in his integrity. His children are blessed after him. Mitahalech b'tumi tzadik, ashrei banav achrav. He that walketh in his integrity as a just man. Mitahalech b'tumi tzadik. Happy ashrei, ashrei, happy ashrei banayo achrayo. Ashrei banayo achrayo. Happy are his children achrayo after him. mitahalek bitumit adik ashrei banayo achrayo. And when did this merit? When did this merit walk for them? When did this merit work for them? In the time of Yirmiyahu, Ermias, Jeremiah, when the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the children of Israel, the Israelites, were sentenced to exile, you find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, said to Yirmiyahu, Ermias, Jeremiah, go and tell them this. On account of the merit of the generation of the Midbar of the wilderness, I shall be guided by the measure of mercy in my treatment of you, as is said even in Jeremiah chapter 2, verses 1 to 2, where it reads, go and cry in the ears of Jerusalem, saying, thus saith the Lord, I remember for thy sake the affection of thy youth, when thou wentest after me in the wilderness. Vayehi devar Yahuwah Elai lemor. Haloka, v'karata v'azne Yerushalayim, leimor, kohamar Yahuwah, zekarti alaka cheseda ne'orayich, ahavata ke'alulotayich, lechetech achray bamidbar, de'eret lo zerua. Full verse, and the word of Jehovah came to me, saying, Vayehi devar Yahuwah Elai lemor, go and cry in the ears of Jerusalem, Halok v'karata b'aznei Yerushalayim, saying, lemor, thus saith Jehovah, Kohamar Yahuwah, I remember thee, for thee, speaking to she, I remember for thee the affection of thy youth, Zakarti laka chesed anorayich, the love of thine espousals, ahavata ke lulotayich, how thou, speaking to she, how I, speaking to she, how thou wentest after me in the wilderness, lekatech achray bamid bar, in a land that was not sown, be'eretz lo zerua, be'eretz lo zerua. Do not say that merit can accrue only to a generation as a whole. And do not say that merit, that credit, that merit can accrue only to a generation as a whole. For any individual who walks, who trods in integrity before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, before the Holy One, the Sanctified, the Set Apart, the Isla One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, acquires merit, acquires credit for himself and for Banayu, his children as well. As is said even in Mishlei Shlomo and the Proverbs of Solomon, Proverbs 20, verse 7, the just man walketh in his integrity. His children are blessed after him. Mitahaleka betumi tzadik, ashrei banayo achrayo. Accordingly, David said, since uprightness is so comely, nawa, so beautiful, so comely to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, blessed be He, I shall sing of it. Ashrei betumi darek, blessed are they that are upright in the way. Ashrei temimei darek, ashrei temimei darek, happy are the undefiled in the way. Ashrei temimei darek. Another exposition of blessed are the upright in the way, Ashrei temimei darek, happy are the undefiled in the way. The people of the generation of the Midbar of the wilderness were saints, were chassidim. The people of the generation of the Midbar were chassidim. According to Rav Eliezer, they are the saints, the chassidim, referred to in the verse, even the verse from Psalm 50, Hebraically the fifth verse, gather my saints together to me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. Isfu li chassidai, kortei avriti le zavach, gather my saints together to me, to I. Isfu li chassidai, those that have made a covenant, korte v'riti, those who have cut a covenant, korte v'riti, ele zavach, by sacrifice, ele upon zavach, sacrifice. Isfu li chassidai, korte v'riti, ele zavach. And here, Midrash, nope. This description fits the generation of the Midbar, the generation of the wilderness. The blood of the oxen they sacrificed was sprinkled on Ha'am, the people, as blood of the covenant. Here, refer to Shemot, to Exodus chapter 24, verses 5 to 6, confer, compare to the Sanhedrin 110b. And yet, not until Ha'el, the Almighty, Ha'elohim, had sore wearied them, did Israel take Ha-Torah, did Israel take the Torah. The verse, even the verse from Psalm 68, Hebraically the 10th verse, a bounteous rain didst thou pour out, O God, when thine inheritance was weary, thou didst steady it. A bounteous rain didst thou pour out, O God, when thine inheritance was weary, thou didst steady it. Geshem nedavot, tanif Elohim, nachlateka, nila, ata, konan netaha. A bounteous rain, Geshem nedavot, didst thou the eye pour down, tanif, Elohim, O power. Geshem nedavot, tanif Elohim, when thine inheritance was weary, nachlateka, we nilah, thou, ata, the I, male and none other, ata, konantaha, thou didst confirm it, thou didst confirm her, thou didst establish her, konantaha, Mekonin, konan, konenne, konanataha. Thou didst steady her, thou didst confirm it. Geshem nedavot, tanif Elohim, nachlateka wenila, ata konanataha. Here, this verse of Mizmor Samech Chet, Psalm 68, Hebraically the 10th verse, it proves that Elohim, the power, wearied them before he gave them HaTorah. This verse here. Geshem nedavot, tanif Elohim, nachlateka wenila, ata konanataha. A bounteous rain didst thou pour down, O Elohim, O power, when thine inheritance was weary, konantaha. Thou didst confirm her, thou didst steady her, thou didst establish her. This proves that Ha'Elohim wearied them before he gave them HaTorah. How did Ha'Elohim weary them? When the Bnei Yisrael, the Israelites, the sons of Israel, the children of Israel received HaTorah, the Torah, they had to walk, they had to trod 240 miles. They had to trod 240 miles to receive the Esaret HaDibarim, the 10 words, the 10 commandments. They had to walk, they had to trod 12 miles forward for each one and 12 miles back. And here, Midrash note here, compare the above, the previous Midrash on Psalm 68, the 7th section, the Midrash from the Sefer Midrash Tehillim, Psalm 68.7. Therefore, it is said, blessed are the upright, the undefiled, the upright in the way, who walk, who trod in the law, in the Torah, who walk in the Torah of Jehovah. Ashrei timimei darek. Haholkim b'torata Yahuwah. Happy are the undefiled in the way. Ashrei timimei darek. Who walk. Haholkim. Who trod. Haholkim b'torat Yahuwah. In the law of Jehovah. Haholkim b'torati Yahuwah. And so, purify the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children, the Israelites, receive HaTorah. HaElohim, the power, HaElohim, said to them, according to the words of Shemot, Exodus chapter 23, verse 19, thou shalt not seize a kid in its mother's milk. Lo tevasher lagidi ba'chelev imo. Thou shalt not seize a kid in its mother's milk. Lo tebashel gidi ba cheleb imo. And they did not ask, Lamaze, why should we not seize it? But took obedience. But they took obedience to the command upon themselves. Ha Elohim, Hilahim said to them, ye y'all shall eat no fat of ox or sheep or goat, according to Vayikra, according to Leviticus, Leviticus chapter 7, verse 23. Hilahim, the power, Ha Elohim said to them, ye y'all shall eat no fat of ox or sheep or goat. Kol chelev shor we chesev wa ez lo tochelu. Y'all shall eat no fat of ox or sheep or goat. Kol chelev shor we chesev wa ez lo tochelu. Lo tochelu. Y'all shall not eat any fat of ox or sheep or goat. Kol chelev shor we chesev wa ez lo tochelu. And them did not ask, Madu'a la'u, lama. They didn't ask, wherefore not, Madu'a la'u, but took obedience to the command upon themselves. Moreover, after they took obedience to these commands upon themselves, they did not ask,